Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
You said you ran into Andrew Marchand, who covers media, who somehow wiggled his way into this Sean McManus retirement party.
He's a wiggler.
I mean, it's very strange.
Yes.
But he does find his way in there. And you said you guys had a conversation about the best former player slash broadcaster, meaning that who had the best broadcasting career after having a playing career in pro sports.
Right. So, and he was being nice. I mean, he was being kind because he was asking me about, like, when I first started here at WFN, I was still doing Monday Night Football, and I was coming back and flying back and forth and doing Sundays and everything else. And I said, yeah, well, I mean, I don't get a lot of sleep. I don't need a lot of sleep. And certainly, you know, I like being involved, and I love this show because it's great. We get to talk about the Knicks first and who they play. With the biggest audience, and we get to talk about the Rangers and the Islanders and the Mets and the Yankees and everybody else, and whatever the news in sports is, we get to, you know, talk about all of it. So that's what makes this so much fun. Anyway, so we were talking about it, and he said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Well, I said my former teammate Chris Collinsworth would be up there. I was thinking Phil Simms. I was thinking Pat Summerall." His guy was Charles Barkley.
Okay.
His number one guy was Charles Barkley. Obviously, I'm on that list. And that's what he was trying to say to me. Like, you know, I have you on that list. And I was like, I appreciate that. That's very nice of you to say that. And then I said, well, what about Shaq?
Yeah, I think if you're going to pick one of those two guys, you have to go Barkley over Shaq. I mean, Barkley was there first. He gets more attention. He gets paid more.
Let me ask you about another one. What about Shannon Sharpe?
He's doing very, very well.
Super Bowls, was with us for at least 10 years at the NFL Today, right off the field.
Yeah.
Went over and did the whole Skip Bayless show and everything.
Yeah, he's rising still.
Yeah.
He's rising.
Well, I think of those guys.
So Pat Summerall was the one that I came up with first. Now, if you look back at his playing career, he was a kicker and not a great one. But
he made 100 out of 212 attempts.
Yeah, 47%.
I think his last year, he's like, for the Giants. Imagine these phone calls. He was 14 of 34.
But the field goal was different back then, wasn't it? Like, wasn't it like a miracle if you made one?
Right. And then he brought up Frank Gifford, you know, because Frank had all those years on Monday Night Football, and he was a legitimate player.
Yeah, true.
You know, kickers, are they legitimate? I mean, you know.
Well, the reason I bring up Summerall is he ended up being a play-by-play guy, which is...
And he was great for him and Tom Brookshire were great. And then he had to shelve his ego for John Madden.
Well, I mean, that's the greatest two-man broadcast team in football history.
What about Troy Aikman?
He's getting there, but it's...
What do you mean, getting there?
Well, if he continues for another 10 years, and he could be up there.
He won three Super Bowls. What about Terry Bradshaw?
See, I don't like Bradshaw.
It doesn't matter if you like him or you don't like him.
You're asking my list.
But I'm telling you, when you think of the accomplishments in media,
yeah,
he's been around forever.
Yeah.
And he won all those Super Bowls.
So was chlamydia.
I'm not I mean, come on, man. You got to respect the guy if you don't like him. I love the guy.
Yeah, not my cup of tea.
I think he's hilarious.
Okay,
so, but
yeah, we could disagree on that. I don't like his broadcasting career. Never did.
What about Howie Long?
Howie Long, I like. Here's one that I thought of. I think doesn't get enough credit. Who's on my list?
Okay,
Tim McCarver.
Tim McCarver. Yep.
I think Tim McCarver's voice in baseball
was synonymous with yes,
absolutely.
What about? I just had him on the tip of my tongue. I know we're missing somebody.
Let's go to Phil in Ridgewood. What's going on, Phil?
Guys, great list of folks you got in there. What about Michael Strahan?
Michael Strahan, yes, that's who we're missing.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely, Phil.
Yeah, mass media. I mean, Lord. So
yeah, he's everywhere. Though. Game shows, news in the morning, game shows, Sunday afternoons.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know if there's anybody that has more exposure than him.
That is fair. Nate Burleson, man.
On a national basis.
What about Nate?
Because Nate's got, now he's a rising star.
Yeah, he is.
So he does Nickelodeon, CBS News, NFL Today. They usually send him out on a lot of the unique interviews.
Yeah.
Like the pop culture interview stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. You could make a case that Strahan's number one on the list.
Well, Summerall also did tennis.
See, I like Pat Summerall. When I was asked this question, I thought about it when you were saying, and I told you I was thinking about it. Pat Summerall was always my answer.
But I think part of what Andrew Marchand was saying, and if Andrew, if you're listening, you want to call in, fine. But what he was saying is, I think it was like playing career and your post playing career in media.
Oh, okay.
Like your success as a player.
Not just someone who played and then had success.
Pat Summerall was a kicker, but was a great broadcaster.
See, okay. So to me, I would say that out of all the former players, regardless of how well they played in their respective sports, Pat Summerall, to me, had the best broadcasting career afterwards. But if you're talking about best player, best broadcaster combination, then he would not be there as well.
What about my boy Chris Collinsworth?
I got him. Yeah, for sure. You mentioned him already. So Summerall, Collinsworth, Barkley, Aikman, Tim McCarver, Shannon Sharp, Strahan, Nate Burleson.
Nate Burleson's there now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.